Now joining us on the show, Jamie Campbell, Blue Jays on Sportsnet. Thanks for this, Jamie. How are you?
Great to be with you, fellas.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. Everybody's so excited after the opening series win over the Yankees, and then a little bit of disappointment as the Blue Jays drop it to the Texas Rangers today. But it's kind of the offense, and it couples in with the George Springer injury setback news as well. But the offense just hasn't gotten going yet, Jamie.
No, and baseball's a funny game because they ended up taking 2 of 3 against the team that all these so-called experts are selecting to win the American League East, and then go in to face a clearly rebuilding Texas Rangers squad and drop 2 of 3. So go figure this great game, but that's why 162 games is always an intrigue, and you kind of hit it on the head. There was a combination, really, of poor at-bats and good pitching on behalf of the Rangers. I'd hate not to tip my cap to people like Kyle Gibson and the young man who started yesterday, Dane Dunning, and Ian Anderson, who I think is now 36 or 37 years of age, at the back of the bullpen. Ian Kennedy, pardon me. You know, Texas pitched well. The Blue Jays did not hit very well. And Joe Siddle was talking about this after the game was over today. It's a case of there are just too many right-handed hitters, and many of them are in between, meaning they're not exactly committed. The plan isn't as it should be right now, and the timing may not be where they want it to be. The only guy who's really hitting with authority these days is Randall Grichuk, and he had his hitting streak end in the game this afternoon. So that will come around if that's the case. I guess, you know, a 3-3 road trip isn't a bad thing. But, you know, we were hoping that George Springer would be finally added to the lineup tomorrow for their so-called home opener in Dunedin. And now he's been pushed back, and we're not entirely sure just how long that's going to take. It's pretty clear, though, guys, when he is ready to go, he'll be a welcome addition to a lineup that could use a bit of a spark right now.
Yeah, the lineup, at least that help is coming. The big question with the rotation more than anything, and that still necessitates guys getting healthy, Pearson being right and all that stuff. But the question really is, outside of Hyunjin Ryu, how many pitchers do they have they can really rely on to not overly tax that bullpen?
Well, I would say that there are just two at this minute, and that's really only basing it on one performance from Steven Matz. So Ryu, who looked good again today, he went 7 innings. And Matz, who looked excellent in his first start as a member of the Blue Jays in the opener in Texas, are really the only arms that at this moment they can lean on as starters, clearly based on his performance yesterday. And boy, I was amused to roll through Blue Jays Twitter. There are a lot of people out there who just do not want to see Tanner Roark start another game for this team. And if he was in the first year of a 2-year contract, I'd say, hey, listen, give him some rope. But because we've seen this before from him, and last year was an awful season, I'm not against not having him as part of the rotation from here on in. I'm sure they can find a better option, whether it's Anthony Kay down at the alternate site. Robbie Ray is due to return at some point soon, and maybe Roark's stumble yesterday opens the door for TJ Zoik to at least stay in the rotation until somebody else can take that spot. So we always knew that the rotation was going to be a bit of a question mark when the season began. And a lot of people are aware that, you know, if they had to, they could trade, you know, one of their many very good prospects for starting pitching when the deadline rolls around. But for now, they're just going to have to deal with what they have.
Jamie, and you know, the Blue Jays are in the middle or the starting of 16 games in 16 days. That's a taxing schedule. When you're looking at this roster, what's the biggest question mark for you outside of maybe pitching? Is this basically going to be a look at whether these young guys can handle that grind? Because 16-16, it doesn't sound easy either.
No, it doesn't. But you have to remember that a lot of these young guys have actually been through this before, right? That was a shortened season last year for obvious reasons. COVID really put a hamper on a lot of things. So baseball, you know, reduced their schedule to 60 games. But, you know, these players have been involved in a 162-game season before. I know most of them are 2 years removed from that, but, you know, it's hard to say. It's very difficult for me to say that this will be a difficult time for young players because they're young players, right? They're probably better mm-hmm. suited health-wise to play a long, drawn-out summer than somebody who is near the end of their career. So I personally don't think the length of schedule should be used as any kind of an excuse for players who are as young as Bo Bichette and Kevin Biggio and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
With Vladdy, I mean, a lot of hype with how he's looked so far. What to you just looks different in Vladdy that he's maybe closer to being ready to take that step?
Well, as everybody has seen, he has clearly dropped some weight. It's not my concern how much weight has been dropped, but he is a much, much more athletic human being this year than he was last. That's pretty clear. How that translates on the field, well, he'll be a more athletic defensive player, and he's had a few miscues early on in the season, but he's also made some terrific plays. He made one today, in fact, to get a runner trying to advance second to third. I also have seen, and, you know, luckily I sit beside a guy who knows the game a whole lot better than I do, Joe Siddle, who pointed this out to me. He seems to be a lot quieter at the plate, not sort of leaning in and swinging as wildly as perhaps he has done in the past. And maybe that's a sign that he feels better physically. He's more capable physically. But we'll see. You know, it's going to be fun to watch him over 162 because we all know that the sky's the limit in terms of how good of a hitter he can become in the big leagues. Now that he has dedicated himself to being the superstar so many people think that he can be, it's going to be a whole lot of fun watching him to see if he can reach those kind of heights.
Jamie Campbell, our guest here on Sportsnet 650. Last one for you, as the Blue Jays do come into a long-term extension with Ross Atkins. And I guess we could see this coming with the extension for Shapiro earlier as well. But, you know, just a clear sign that this organization is happy with where they're headed.
And rightly so. You know, it does make sense. If they had taken over a roster full of young, controllable superstars, and for whatever reason that roster was just unable to succeed and make the postseason regularly, I'd say, you know, management needs a bit of a change, a field and upper office, I would suggest. But what they've done here is exactly what they stated they would do when Ross was hired, oh goodness, I guess 6 years ago, 5 years ago. And that was, you know, they came in when the roster was full of aging guys who had put really good careers together, and several of whom will end up on the level of excellence. Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, players like that. Josh Donaldson was nearing sort of the end of his time as a Blue Jay. And what they did is went out and tried to make some savvy moves, draft properly developed players who we are now starting to see come to the major leagues. To me, it would be silly to let a guy go or tell him he's got one more year before changes are coming, because all of those players that they have either acquired or drafted are still coming through the system. I think there's a good blueprint in place here. May as well see it through. And frankly, I'm very confident in both Ross and Mark as men who can get this done.
Jamie, we appreciate the time as always. Going to be a long season. Going to be fun.
It will be long, and I hope it's fun. Guys, thanks for having me on.